Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friend old Steve here.
And Lars.
And on today's Going In Raw news brief,
was Raw Underground stolen?
Is The Undertaker's WWE return confirmed?
Also, we've got an AEW and NXT preview, but first, the WWE is being investigated again? Larson, what's in the news?
Sound like potential titles and or thumbnails. So late yesterday, Heel by Nature reported that, quote, three WWE venues are under investigation in Florida as hotspots for COVID-19. The Orlando County Department of Public Health is investigating several businesses, not just WWE, several businesses.
Several.
It continues as potential COVID hotspots, including three venues where WWE conducts business. The venues on the list include the Amway Center, of course, that's where Thunderdome is currently living.
That's Thunderdome, yeah.
Full Sail Live. Where NXT used to
was where NXT was, yeah.
Yeah, and the WWE Performance Center, where NXT tapes now, and WWE taped for a long time.
Mm.
They add that health officer Dr. Raul Pino has instructed a business compliance team, also known as the Orange County Strike Team.
Uh-oh, Vic Mackey's on the scene. That's what they called his team in the Shield, the Strike Team.
Oh, the Strike Team? I haven't watched the show, so I wasn't aware of that. To visit businesses and conduct the investigation. The investigations will be conducted by health officials as well as compliance officers who visit businesses without advance notice. WWE issued a statement in response to this investigation, which stated, quote, WWE is not open to the public, but rather operating on a closed set with only essential personnel and attendance. That's not exactly true for NXT.
Mm-hmm.
As part of ongoing weekly testing protocols, Adventist Labs have administered more than 10,000 PCR tests to WWE performers, employees, production staff, and crew, resulting in only 1.5% positive cases. You want to do the math on that real quick?
Yeah, sure.
As compared to the current national average of more than 5%, additionally, extensive contact tracing takes place and impacted individuals are placed in 14-day quarantine and then only cleared after they test negative. You got the results there?
I do. 15.
All right.
I don't know. If they conducted 10,000, okay, well, let's just say they conducted 10,000 PCR tests and they got a 1.5% positive case.
Yeah.
That's 15.
All right.
15 times, no. Yeah, that's 15.
15.
Yeah.
All right. So John Alba followed up and added that, quote, this does not necessarily mean WWE has had any new COVID-19 outbreaks. He continues, I've reported on multiple outbreaks in the past several months within the company. It's likely those are the points of reference. What it does mean now is that the strike force will visit for a report. A government source tells me it is unlikely the WWE will actually face any repercussions because of this, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. I was told that it's more likely to resemble a checkup. It is worth noting, he mentions here that WWE recently started allowing outsiders into the PC, so there's like limited friends and family invited.
Hall and Nash.
Don't get your hopes up.
Mm.
I guess it's more like insiders because they're friends and family.
Nash and DDP.
No. It's more, you know, friends and family of PC recruits and such. That was kind of like what we were led to believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this just seems like, okay, there's been outbreaks here. Like in the list of other places that are being investigated, there is some bars, there was church.
Yeah.
It's I think like an apartment complex. It's places of business where they've had essentially localized outbreaks. Or I think I read on what's the news station that was
WFTV, something like that.
That sounds right. That sounds right. Said like when they're doing some contact tracing on some positives, a lot of people mentioned they were going to these establishments too, namely a few of the bars listed on the list of places that they were investigating. So, you know, this seems to be Orange County Health Department doing their due diligence to make
sure team is on the force.
Yeah, everybody is doing what they need to do to limit exposure as best as possible.
Yeah, seems pretty run of the mill. I mean, WWE's operating these big giant operations where everybody's coughing each other's mouths and doing wrestling moves on each other's mouths. So this makes total sense.
And they were obviously slow to actually implement any sort of protocol beyond just like checking people's temperature until they actually had an outbreak. And then even then, it seemed like they were a little slow to actually do full testing of everybody. But now they are. So hopefully that's going to limit potential exposure, keep talent and employees safe.
Yeah, if it keeps WWE, you know, on their toes, then that's good. The threat of the strike team coming in, nobody wants Vic Mackey coming by with a swab, sticking it up your nose.
I don't think it's going to be Vic Mackey, man.
Oh, we got to put this up your nose. All right. Anyway, speaking of a venue that Vic Mackey might be down to visit, Raw Underground, another case for the strike team to investigate. Apparently it was stolen. That's where it's been, Larson. Somebody stole it. Oh, wait, no. The concept was stolen from somebody else. So on a recent episode of the Ring of Honor Strong podcast, former WWE superstar EC3, controlling his own narrative, claims that Raw Underground was his idea and WWE took it from him. These transcripts come to you from Post Wrestling, from the top 1%. He says, "I knew it was going to be stolen, so I was prepared for it. I didn't know it'd go to that length, and I know mine played to a minor bubble of the professional wrestling audience. While the majority of it saw whatever the hell they put out there, the way I look at it is kind of like I was Wayne's World. I was producing this show in Aurora, my basement, with my buddy Garth. We'll call him JC." Who am I? Who's he referring to here? Who's JC? There's got to be somebody here in this instance. And then Rob Lowe came in, bought us. And when I saw Shane McMahon in the ring, not in a real underground, mine was a real underground.
Drake Maverick's real name is James Curtin.
Okay.
The friend, so that's the first name that popped in my head.
No, that's good. That's good. Not in a real underground. Mine was a real underground. It was just inauthentic. And like I said, it had no heart.
Here's some more from Post Wrestling. I didn't add to the notes, and I should have. Apparently, so he shot something that was kind of a shoot fight style video, and then he, before he was released, apparently sent that video to WWE. That's what Post Wrestling adds here before the actual transcript of the quotes.
Well, you saw one of his social media promos was that, and that was. I mean, I see what he's saying in terms of. It was more underground. I don't think he means literally. He means like, I think the one that he sent, it looked like it was in like a parking garage or like a warehouse. I think it was like, it looked like a warehouse, which is, I mean, similar enough to what Raw Underground was. I could totally see. I mean, no, I could. I don't remember if that aired just on his social media or if it was on an episode of Impact, but I swear I thought the EC3 one predated Raw Underground.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Is that he shot it,
but was it released to the public before Raw Underground?
That aired? I don't know.
I honestly don't know. I can't say. I do remember seeing it though. So yeah, I could totally see that. I mean, it's a generic enough concept that, and it was changed a bit. I mean, look, WWE, they could say, well, you know, basically we ripped off Matt Riddle's Bloodsport, or now Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. So, you know, or hey, everybody ripped off Fight Club. You know, any of those things could be claimed. But yeah, I mean, it'd totally be a bummer if you as a creative person, you know, came up with this concept specific to 2020, specific to, you know, your position in the WWE, came up with it, sent it to WWE, and they, like, you know, no sold you, released you, and then did something very similar. even if it did derive, it was derivative of many other things. Yeah, that'd be a bummer. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wouldn't shock me.
They released me, then they took my idea, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a real bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know, it's not a bummer.
What?
The Undertaker. It's the 30-year anniversary of his debut in the WWE.
Yeah, and it sounds like the dead man hasn't quite had his last ride yet. Russell Votes reporting that, quote, the upcoming Survivor Series pay-per-view, that's on November 22nd, we built around the 30th anniversary of The Undertaker.
Survivor Series, Undertaker debut.
Including him making a live appearance on the show, but Russell Votes adds, quote, source states, as of now, The Undertaker will not be wrestling at the event.
That's good.
Yeah, I would be surprised to get another match, but if he's going to have another match, there's going to be fans there.
Oh, you know, here's the thing. WWE, they're used to, their fans are used to them starting stuff. They don't finish. Worst case scenario, somebody's going to confront The Undertaker.
Eat a choke slam.
Might be AJ Styles to set up an actual match in front of fans for WrestleMania. And if they leave it alone, You know, they brought this up with AJ Styles during the Money in the Bank match. That is still kind of unresolved.
They completely dropped the whole him being kind of traumatized by the match against Undertaker. Yeah.
So pick it up at Survivor Series. I would much rather them start an angle or even just do a thing with somebody as opposed to him coming out on the mic saying a bunch of generic stuff that half of it doesn't make any sense. That's cool. Have him come out. Hey, you know what? Have Drew do an open challenge. Have Undertaker win the title one last time, Larson.
No, just have Undertaker come out and plug Last Ride. Hey, in case you haven't watched it, WWE Network, Last Ride. You can see how I retired.
It's only $9.99
a month.
Hey, if we send him one of these shirts, you think he might wear it to Survivor Series? He'd be like, no. And Vince is like, what is that shirt? And he's like, I thought this was one of yours. Time to get the Law Dogs.
No, thank you.
No good.
But yes, please, to AEW and NXT. They're on tonight. AEW's got a good preview. NXT barely has one. First up here on the AEW preview, you got this four-way tag match to determine number one contender to be FTR's opponent at Full Gear. You got Private Party versus the Young Bucks versus the Butcher and the Blade versus Silver and Reynolds. My heart is telling me I want Silver and Reynolds to win.
Mm-hmm.
My brain is saying Young Bucks are definitely going to win this match.
Probably, yeah, going to be the Young Bucks. What did they do in the last pay-per-view?
They were in that match where they had the I think they took on the Jurassic Express.
They had that match on Dynamite.
Where there was an eight-man tag match, and whoever won the match, the two teams who won the eight-man tag match would face each other.
Full Gear is only like a couple weeks away.
Yeah. It does seem in some ways a bit early for the Young Bucks to take on FTR.
That's why I kind of feel like I wonder if Private Party might get this.
That'd be cool.
Young Bucks could do something with somebody else. I don't know who. But, the Young Bucks, they're going to do something on that pay-per-view. They're going to do something. I don't know if it's FTR yet. I feel like they're just getting started. And on top of that, they're both bad guys.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't know how they're going to do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this whole story. Anyways, like I said, my heart's telling me Silver and Reynolds.
Oh,
because Dark
for sure.
Order is like the best thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
In AEW. But I'm thinking the Young Bucks will probably win. MJF and Chris Jericho, they will be sharing a steak dinner.
That'll probably be 5 minutes longer than it should be.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Probably. Britt Baker will be in action.
Love it. Love it.
And then we have the first four matches of this number one contender tournament for the AEW championship.
Mm-hmm.
You got Rey Fénix versus Penta.
Five stars.
That should be awesome.
Five stars.
Omega versus Janela.
Three and a half.
That should be a lot of fun.
Three and a half.
Paige versus Colt Cabana. That should be really good.
Three and a half.
And then Wardlow is going to throw Jungle Boy all around the ring.
Solid two stars. Solid two stars for that one.
And then on NXT, there's been one match announced thus far. It's for the tag titles.
Danny,
Undisputed Era versus Breezango. That's all we got.
That's cool. I wonder how Undisputed Era is going to get. This might be a, like a wonk finish type situation, because I don't think they're not going to lose cleanly, that's for sure.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
Yeah, we're on road to Halloween Havoc is 1 week away, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anyways, tonight we will be reviewing AEW live at the Twitch, at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. So hopefully you guys will join us then. Our review will be live on the YouTube. I'm sorry, not live. It will be uploaded to the YouTube right after that. And, of course, wherever audio podcasts can be found. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later. I'm going to see if I can get an application to be on the strike team, Larson.
Oh, I thought you were going to say be on Thunderdome.
You See y'all COVID? Later.
Bye.
You got COVID? Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.